Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include: award-winning Minghui report brings hidden persecution to the forefront. Ireland, senators and TDs congratulate World Falun Dafa Day and condemn ongoing persecution. Practitioners in Peru celebrate World Falun Dafa Day. Learning Falun Dafa in Chinese class at two Italian high schools. Canada, cities raise flags for Falun Dafa Day. And South Korea, practitioners hold activities in multiple locations to celebrate World Falun Dafa Day. Now for the stories.
Award-winning Minghui report brings hidden persecution to the forefront. Minghui report: the 20-year persecution of Falun Gong in China by Minghui Publishing received an award on May 14th from the Independent Book Publishers Association, the largest publishing trade association in the United States. Divided into 16 chapters, this 437-page book documents the persecution of Falun Gong, also known as Falun Dafa. Falun Gong is a meditation system based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Although it was practiced by about 100 million practitioners in over 100 countries, it has been violently suppressed by the Chinese Communist Party since July 1999. Due to pressure from the CCP, however, very few news media have covered this major human rights violation. Renowned commentator Fang Wei said, "The CCP had created the biggest lie in recent Chinese history on the issue of Falun Gong. To further sustain and intensify the suppression, for example, the CCP fabricated the staged self-immolation incident in Tiananmen Square in January 2001. About 20 years have passed since then, and hardly anyone knows the scale and severity of these lies crafted by the CCP. The regime has no moral bottom line. It will make up any lies at will to suppress people," Fang explained. "Numerous political campaigns in the past few decades have shown this," he said. In addition, the CCP has expanded its terror and lies outside China. "The disinformation has been massive, all the time and everywhere," he said. The book, Minghui Report: The 20-Year Persecution of Falun Gong in China, is unique because it comes from first-hand information collected by Minghui.org over the past 22 years. The detailed accounts of persecution, touching personal experiences of improvement in mind and body brought by Falun Gong, and support by citizens from around the globe, have made this book a must-have reference. This award will open new doors in the international community for leaders and officials to learn about the persecution in depth and take action to end the ongoing atrocities.
Ireland. Senators and TDs congratulate World Falun Dafa Day and condemn ongoing persecution. May 13, 2021 marks the 29th anniversary of Falun Dafa's introduction to the public. It is also the 70th birthday of Mr. Li Hongzhi, the founder of the practice. 23 senators and TDs, members of the lower house of the Irish Parliament, of the Republic of Ireland, stated their recognition of truthfulness, compassion, tolerance, the principles of Falun Dafa, and praised it for bringing health and harmony to the world. They also expressed support for Falun Dafa practitioners' nonviolent resistance to the persecution. Senator David Norris wrote, "Its core principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance are principles which all humanity should espouse. If we follow the principles of Falun Dafa, cultural boundaries will be transcended, and the world will be a healthier and harmonious place. However, it grieves me to know that the practitioners of Falun Dafa have suffered for their faith at the hands of the Chinese authorities. This must not be allowed to continue. I urge the world's leaders to come on board and protect those suffering as a result of their faith. Intolerance must be eradicated. Senator Roisin Garvey said, "It was a good 20 years ago when I first heard of it and the torture and persecutions. It's a disgrace that in this day and age, such horrors continue around something so good for bringing both inner and outer harmony, which we need more than ever globally." Senator Aaron McGreehan congratulated Falun Dafa practitioners and emphasized, "Any faith that heralds peace, compassion, humanity should be given the right to express those virtues. I condemn any action to persecute because of their faith. This should not be allowed to continue, and action should be taken in order to stop this." In his letter, Cian O'Callaghan, TD, said, "What is happening to people who practice Falun Dafa is absolutely appalling, and it should be called out on the world stage." He had also raised the issue with the Minister for Foreign Affairs.
Practitioners in Peru celebrate World Falun Dafa Day. Falun Dafa practitioners in Peru celebrated World Falun Dafa Day at La Democracia in Lima on May 8th. May 13th was World Falun Dafa Day and Master Li Hongzhi's 70th birthday. Practitioners wished Master Li a happy birthday and expressed their gratitude to him. Vivian Murphy told how she started to practice Falun Dafa in 2007. She was given an introductory flyer and the words, "Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance," touched her heart. She felt that this practice was what she had been looking for and decided to learn it. Her decision brought about amazing changes in her life. "My doctor had told me that I wouldn't be able to have children. But after practicing Falun Dafa for a few years, I had 3 children. My doctor couldn't explain this with any modern medical theory. Falun Dafa created this miracle," she said. "The book answered all of my questions about life and beyond. Falun Dafa is the most precious treasure in my life and guides me to eliminate my negative thoughts. Cultivation made me the happiest woman and mother in the world. I sincerely thank Master for his salvation," Vivian said. Mr. Milton Solano, another practitioner, has been teaching the Falun Dafa exercises for free since late 2013 because he enjoys sharing the benefit of the practice with others. He said, "I used to be under a lot of stress. My bad eating habits and temper quickly took a toll on my health. I had serious complications with my digestive system. When I started to practice Falun Dafa, my body immediately changed. I became healthy both physically and spiritually. I followed Master's teachings to improve my character and look inward, and I felt more and more peaceful in my mind. I thank Master very, very much." The resonant drum beats and striking costumes of practitioners performing the waist drum fascinated everyone in the park. It was the first time many people had seen a waist drum performance. As practitioners distributed introductory flyers to the crowd, many people expressed interest in learning Falun Dafa and praised its principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance.
Learning Falun Dafa in Chinese class at 2 Italian high schools. Perito Levi High School in Eboli is a comprehensive high school in the province of Salerno in southern Italy. Its curriculum includes science, liberal arts, fine arts, and singing. In May 2021, every Chinese class was allotted nearly 8 hours of class time on the topic of Falun Dafa. The students were able to see an informational film and explore the ancient self-improvement discipline, as well as the persecution of Falun Dafa by the Chinese Communist regime. After more than a year of lockdown due to the coronavirus pandemic, many of the students have become fearful, anxious, and confused. After watching the award-winning animated film Up We Soar, with subtitles in Chinese, Italian, and English languages, many were deeply moved. They said that the main character, Li Fuyao, and her mother inspired them. Despite the severe persecution and adversity they faced, they still stood firm in their faith in Falun Dafa and chose to do the right thing. Fuyao's story also set an example for how to choose a future path, as well as how to emerge from difficult situations and still be sunny, healthy, happy, and kind, like the lotus flower that emerges out of the silt but is not stained. Some students also said they were outraged to hear about the persecution of Falun Dafa practitioners like Fuyao and her mother, and they couldn't understand why the communist regime attacks such groups of peaceful people. Carlo High School, another school in the province of Salerno, is a key high school in the local area. Many students there are learning Chinese. After watching videos introducing Falun Dafa, the students were eager to learn the 5 Falun Dafa exercises. On the National High School Graduation Exam in Italy are questions on Chinese culture and politics, including the persecution of Falun Dafa and the Cultural Revolution. Some teachers recommended the book 9 Commentaries on the Communist Party to students to help them gain a deeper understanding of the evilness and bloody history of the totalitarian Chinese regime.
Canada. Cities raise flags for Falun Dafa Day. May 13, 2021 was the 22nd anniversary of Falun Dafa Day and the 29th anniversary of Falun Dafa's introduction to the public. Juan Falun, the main book of Falun Dafa, has been translated into more than 40 languages. Falun Dafa is now practiced in more than 100 countries and regions around the world, and more than 100 million people have benefited physically and mentally from the practice. Every year, elected officials and dignitaries around the world send congratulatory letters and proclamations to celebrate Falun Dafa Day and to honor Falun Dafa's contribution to society. This year, more than 20 politicians from the Canadian province of British Columbia issued congratulatory letters. They praised Falun Dafa for its contribution to society and said in this difficult period of the epidemic, Falun Dafa's values of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and moral concepts are of vital importance to the entire society. This year, in addition to issuing congratulatory letters and proclamations, more than 10 cities and towns in Canada, including 2 cities in the Vancouver area, held flag-raising ceremonies and light-up celebrations to celebrate the May 13th World Falun Dafa Day. It was a beautiful spring morning as flags with the words Falun Dafa Day in Chinese and English were raised at the new Westminster City Hall in British Columbia and Nanaimo City Hall in Vancouver Island on the early mornings of May 12th and 13th, 2021. In addition, the Falun Dafa Association of Vancouver has received congratulatory letters from MP Kenny Chiu, MP Nellie Shin, and new Westminster Mayor Jonathan Coate. In this spirit, your message of truth, compassion, and tolerance is inspiring to people of all backgrounds. It resonates with Canadians where these principles are central to our democratic society. Your efforts continue to serve us as motivation to all of us that there should always be time made to promote goodwill and humanitarian acts of kindness.
South Korea. Practitioners hold activities in multiple locations to celebrate World Falun Dafa Day. May 13, 2021 was the 22nd World Falun Dafa Day and the 29th anniversary of Falun Dafa's public introduction in 1992. Practitioners in South Korea usually hold a parade to celebrate World Falun Dafa Day and wish Master a happy birthday. Due to the coronavirus, the South Korean government limits the number of people attending activities, so practitioners held multiple smaller events this year. Practitioners from Seoul and several other cities held several group practices and distributed a special edition of the Minghui Weekly publication on May 13th. Practitioners set up banners and posters near a major department store near the Chinese Embassy and the Bank of Korea at around noon and took a group photo to wish Master a happy birthday. They demonstrated the exercises and distributed truth clarification flyers to tell people about Falun Dafa. Since it was a weekday, many people passed by the practitioners' activities and were attracted to the peaceful exercise music. Falun Dafa practitioners in Busan practiced the exercises and held truth clarification activities to celebrate Master's 70th birthday and the 29th anniversary of World Falun Dafa Day on an island that is part of Busan. Mr. Kim Ho-il, chairman of the Korean Elderly People Association, sent greetings to celebrate World Falun Dafa Day. Mr. Kim said he received a truth clarification flyer and learned about Falun Dafa 10 years ago. He was shocked upon learning about the Chinese Communist Party's brutal persecution of Falun Dafa practitioners. He stated that while Falun Dafa is beneficial to one's health, it also cleanses the spirit. He hopes that Falun Dafa can be practiced widely. About the persecution, he said, "The persecution of good people should never happen." Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.